This case file, we unearth new secrets from ancient Egypt as recent explorations beneath the iconic pyramids reveal structures hidden for millennia. What ancient knowledge or treasures might lie within these subterranean chambers? Could they hold clues to the civilization's advanced engineering and astronomical alignments? Next, we jet off to Daytona, Florida, where a group of evening beachgoers were recently transfixed by a dazzling display in the sky. A series of lights danced over the Atlantic, igniting theories of extraterrestrial visitors. Then, we delve into the dark annals of American history with the recent release of files concerning the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. These documents, long shrouded in secrecy and speculation, promise to shed new light on one of the most debated events of the 20th century. Will they provide clarity, or will they deepen the well of conspiracy theories? Join the theorists as we traverse ancient hidden halls, hover over the unknown, and decode newly declassified documents and more on Alien Theorists Theorizing.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 353. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And this case file almost didn't happen tonight. Oh my God. There is nothing more rage inducing, blood curdling than having a toddler who is going through some sort of sleep regression, woke up last night at 3, would not go back to bed. Refused to nap this afternoon. I laid with him in his little crib for 2 hours, refused to nap so much so that we were getting in a fight and it's like, reset up his crib. And I'm like, it's 7:05. I record in half hour. He is just shrieking.
I feel like you had this.
Did you just say, you just said that there's nothing worse than this? You're going to be doing this twice.
Oh, so
at the same time, there's going to be two humans going through this exact same super regression. Just doing,
just hearing screams and just stress using an Allen key that is too little, and you're like, it keeps falling. You're like,
I feel like you just a couple of weeks ago you took down the crib and had to set it back up as well.
Did I mention my spouse is 31 weeks pregnant, showing 40? Does this keep
taking the crib down and then setting it back up?
Yeah,
when he won't
dude,
sleep?
I am just. Yeah. At the will.
I see a crib. I see a crib in the back corner back there. Is that the one?
That's crib two. That's crib two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's a double crib. I'm just at the will of the gods, my friends.
I'm surprised you made it.
Oh, dude. Honestly,
your face looks like you've been crying, actually. You look like you've been crying.
Yeah, he does. He has red streaks.
There may have been a couple stress tears that I let out. Like, you know, when you're that mad and you like, you drop the Allen key. The Allen key is on the cribs. Oh my God, damn.
You know
they're
what,
so
no,
small.
I don't, you know what they do to those?
You're like this.
I don't cry when I'm mad.
No.
Do you know what those Allen keys in China, when they make them, there's like a worker who purposely cuts them short just to fuck with you.
Well, no, it's because they got little kids using them over there. It'd be easy if I had little kid hands. I would be no problem. Boop. Like my hands, like some of the slots you have to get the screws in, you can't even fucking put your hands like through the slats. And you're like, so you're doing the like between two fingers trying to get it threaded. Ooh, let me tell you, brothers. Oh, God. So maddening.
Just bring out the fucking pass load and snap that thing together.
Bang, 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 yeah.
Bang. Done.
You want me to fucking build it? Yeah. I'll fucking build it.
Finish myself. As I'm doing it, I'm fucking biting it.
Go lethal weapon, fucking with the nail gun.
I'm playing fucking Russian roulette with the fucking pass load. Yeah. No, it was, like I said, fucking rage inducing. And then he was screaming. And then like part of you is like, the crib's not going to help. There's no fucking way. He's been miserable.
I'm just
going
to give him a jail cell to screaming.
Yeah. So then there's no fucking way this works. Okay. So I'm telling you guys, I'm like, there's no way. I'm going to get told to take it apart. Like that's where this night's going. It's a pain. Lays in the crib down. And I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you. Like
just
now,
dude,
not
that thing
only
stays
not,
up now.
Not yeah, only. Stays. That yeah, not only up. Did he ruin my day, in my last night. He made me look like an asshole. Right?
You make yourself look like an asshole. That's fine.
I know.
Leave the fucking thing up.
The next
step
is
tearing it down.
The next step is to put a lid on the crib.
Dude,
this fucking sealer.
I almost flipped it from today and was like, yeah. I almost tossed this whole room. Just empty room. Sleep on the floor.
Couple pillows on the ground. Good luck.
Yeah. Holy fuck. But hey, listen.
Let's get dark.
Could it be a worse time in the, well,
desert
in the world
nomads
right now?
Have been doing it for centuries. Just throw some carpets down, some pillows. Like, it's done.
Yeah. Could there be a worse time right now to be a fucking, have a degree in ancient Egyptology? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Egyptology. Yes, that's what it's called.
They're gonna have to go back to school, baby.
And that's because
everyone's
heard the news. Yeah. We're all rock hard sitting on under the desk here. There's a vast underground city below Egypt's Giza pyramids. Scientists' wild theory claims.
What do you mean theory? This is fact now.
Well, it's scanned. There's scans.
The scans.
There's some scans.
Yeah. Scans of like what? Exactly.
Some people are even calling it the mythical halls of Amenti, which I guess is like,
I didn't even know what that was.
Like, oh, that's like super exciting. And then you keep reading and it's like 2 kilometers fucking deep.
Well, 600. So let's start at the beginning.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Pyramids. First off, fucking pyramids.
Sorry, buddy. We got raging hard-ons right now.
I know. It's hard to concentrate.
Yeah, there's not a lot of blood.
I blood and flow in my brain.
Sometime 5,000 to 6,000 years ago.
So pretty much what happened is there's this project called the Khafre Project, and that's what the three pyramids are, what the Khafre, Menkaure, and Khufu, the three pyramids.
Khufu.
Supposed to be the burial chambers of these ancient Egypt pharaohs. Egyptian pharaohs, yeah. Right? The god kings. So this project pretty much is originated in Italy's University of Pisa, famous for their tower, I believe, right?
That leans.
Right? And University
famous
of
for their shitty architecture
in Scotland. And they used what's called SAR technology, synthetic aperture radar, which is radar shot from fucking space from these two satellites to scan.
What's dope?
To like Doppler, pretty much Doppler scan
lasers.
The ground.
Call
space
it what
lasers,
it is.
Right?
Yeah. Space laser.
Jewish space lasers. Yes.
And then through this,
could be.
Through the space lasers, this SAR technology, they said they found five previously unknown chambers in the pyramids themselves. But more importantly, structures are connected to pathways that lead below the surface and are believed to expose hidden rooms well under the at least 4,500-year-old pyramid. So these electromagnetic signals, they turn them into phonotic data that unveiled larger infrastructure, which, if you haven't seen them, there's an artist rendering of the actual.
Yeah, dude, I love the artist rendering. Always go with the artist rendering.
The actual measurements are like in like a Doppler, like red, green, blue. You don't know what the fuck you're looking at. But
yeah,
you give that to an artist and you got yourself 8 large vertical structures, wells or shafts, they think, and they extend 2,000 feet below ground.
Well, the pillars themselves, I read, were 670
meters. Yeah.
And then there is some sort of chamber underneath.
Burial chamber.
Some sort of like two boxes or like cube kind of what they're guessing underneath those. And like my first thing when I saw that, I was kind of like, firstly in my head, I was like, holy shit, fucking... We've all been laughing at that fucking ancient
Hancock
aliens
was right
meme,
this whole fucking time.
That,
I knew it.
That ancient aliens meme where it's like, oh yeah, the pyramids during the day, the pyramids Sunday night, according to the History Channel. I was like, it turns out that's right. But I was thinking right away, I was like, you know what? I don't think we ever talked about that. Like the first thing that came to my head is, and I'm not saying this isn't like an incredible discovery, but I was like, I don't think we ever talked about the fact that like, what is stopping that much weight on the pyramids from sinking? like into the ground or like or anything. Like I don't know, because we've talked about before that the Nile maybe ran between like beside it, and I was like,
Wade, well, take the most lame theory for what the fuck those are.
No, but it's let me finish. The thing is, then for me is, I'm like, the pyramids built in 20 years, right? That's what the official kind of narrative. The mainstream official narrative of right now. But how do you account for now this gigantic fucking hole to the center of the earth, basically? I think that's how far the earth's 4 kilometers deep, Dan.
It connects to the Hall of Earth, I believe, is what I.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, these structures, they're 8-cylinder structures, and they think either has like a walkway or some type of spiral coil around. That's what they think.
It's got to be a coil.
What kind of coil?
Remember that guy that fucking came on Rogan, Christopher Dunn? Said that's the Giza fucking power plant.
They have talked about the Giza power plant before, and that they use their aquifer running underneath, and it would use like... Was it like piezoelectric generation, where like the water would vibrate the stone, which would create like a electric field, which would emanate up through the pyramid, up through the gold capstone into space, connecting with the spaceships, powering them for till the end of time.
Yeah, that holds up.
I mean, these, because how tall is the actual pyramid itself? It's like 700 feet or something, right?
Well, these are the biggest pyramids, aren't they?
Great pyramid height.
I think so. I think these things are way big. Like, it's high. Way deeper. Yeah. So these things are way fucking
So it's like 5 times this, deeper.
The pyramid is literally the tip of the iceberg.
It's cool because can I put this on the stream here? I don't think this website, New York Post. I'll use the New York Post. They don't have any security. We can fucking use their stuff.
You can use the picture?
Yeah, let's use the picture. And we've got some bet ads on the side here. Why not? Fucking throw them up there. Bet now.
So crazy.
Like, that's the artist rendering, obviously. The actual photo looks like that.
Well, I thought didn't they have the little chambers at the bottom of those cylinders too? The one I saw?
There's theorized to be two giant like rectangle structures underneath.
Yeah. That's
like that.
Obviously where they use the electricity to fucking resurrect their fucking dead fucking gods. Like, it definitely, like, I get Frankenstein vibes from that.
Because like, I wonder.
Yeah. So they keep the stargates, right?
So there, that could be where they power
the Gould hang out. It's where the Gould hang out. Yeah.
Right. Now, I mean, that's just fucking, they just look, that's just cool.
It's fucking cool, man.
It is like, I mean, when I see that, it does. Now, if it's to be like, cause dude, we've been doing this so long. I'm like, is this a fucking cake mummy scenario? Like, is this cake? Right. You know what I mean? Is this cake? I don't know. I have a hard time believing anything. Like, obviously, cause it's crazy. Cause someone sent it to me. Someone sent that to me super early on in the day when it was breaking, and I saw it and I went, oh, that's cool. And I looked it up and there was nothing. And then literally like an hour later, it was fucking everywhere. Like, was talking about this discovery. So part of me is, I'm like, you know, is that technology, like, is it that good? Could this be a nothing burger, or is this now like changed everything we know about humans moving forward?
Let's go with changing the narrative.
It's going to change everything. Let's throw away the people who say the claims are exaggerated or the technology can't produce these images. Let's throw those away. Those don't count. Right? They don't count. Well, this has to be.
We saw it in fucking Predator Vision on all those pictures.
Yeah. It's perfect. I mean, even when you see it in Predator Vision, you're like, okay, I can see there's something there. Like, it looks like pillars, and there looks like to be something like spiralized kind of going up. And you're like, that's interesting. Like, what happens now? Because like, Egypt's so stingy with letting people like do more research on this stuff. Like, does this open the door?
No, instantly. What's his name? Zahi Hawass. He's like the head of Egypt research.
Yeah, he's downplaying it, isn't he?
Oh, he said it's completely wrong and fake news. Yeah. Not even like not like, interesting, we'd like to look more into it. Just like, nope, wrong.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Stupid.
He is an Egyptologist. He has nothing to do with this technology. He has no idea. He's just instantly like, nope. Yeah. There's no chance.
Stupid. Well, fuck it.
We've kind of talked about it before that Egyptology has become like its own little, almost a cult, right? Where it's like
the racket.
Right? Yeah, their own little racket, especially in Egypt. Where they're
textbooks.
Yeah, they're selling fucking tickets, right?
anything archaeological takes, the change is so slow. Like you present new evidence, it's going to take a whole generation for that to set in till the old guard kind of retire. Like it just takes a long time.
Well, it's hard when every time you find an artifact, you get some guy in a fucking hat and a whip punching you in the face and taking it away, burying it.
Now, my question is, so with this, like, did you guys, because I was trying to read up on some of the SAR technology, have they used this before to unearth other, like, underground structures with similar like success rates anywhere else?
This isn't what they're using in the Amazon to like underneath the jungle, right?
I think they're using LIDAR.
That's LIDAR.
So it's different. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's also lasers, I think.
Space lasers?
I don't know if there's, I think they're terrestrial based lasers. I don't know. 100%.
Well, LIDAR can be placed on a drone and stuff now. It's very, you can use a very small footprint.
I wonder if like LIDAR just can't go deep enough. Is that what they're?
I just don't think they're allowed to use it. I think from my understanding, when we've talked to the couple people with Egypt, it's really, really hard to get any permits to do any kind of research. Because remember that one guy was like, he wanted to look at the foot of the Sphinx because he said it held like all the, there was like a tomb, he was pretty sure based on his readings, and he couldn't even get permits to LIDAR under the feet just to see if there was something maybe.
Where do they hide?
Well, here it is. Let's go through it. LIDAR versus SAR. LIDAR is laser pulses that measure the time it takes for the laser to reflect back, creating a 3D image.
Cool.
SAR emits radar that echoes to create 2D or 3D images. LIDAR uses light with short wavelengths, and SAR uses microwaves. LIDAR from drones or aircraft. SAR from military satellites, aircraft, can penetrate clouds and see at night. Higher resolution is LIDAR. Lower resolution is SAR. So typically when they get, it looks like when you take a measurement, say of the rock or whatever, it's measured in meters, where LIDAR is like down to millimeters. So you get a much more detailed.
Oh, okay. So like the next step now would be fucking, let's LIDAR this thing.
Yeah, I just doesn't really say LIDAR can go deep underground. It's more like a topography map. Like, so if you shoot down through the Amazon and there's pyramids
and it shapes it. That's why they can. Okay.
I wonder if they tried it first and they're like, we gotta go deeper.
Well, they tried the LIDAR. They're like, I think there's there is pyramids right there.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like SAR is kind of like night vision goggles that go through a little bit into the ground as well. While LIDAR is more like a flashlight, like a really bright flashlight.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's kind of how that works. SAR, as far as I know, the stuff I looked up, it doesn't go that deep. When they tried to, I tried to look at an explanation about how they got those crazy measurements of stuff like 200 kilometer. It sounded like they're like, well, we also used some structures that we found as like resonating thing. It sounded like they were talking about like a tuning fork. Like you hit something else and you're like, oh, we took from those from that resonance, we extrapolated that to say that there's more stuff underneath and you get that big blob.
It makes sense maybe for,
okay,
like if they found new chambers in the pyramid above surface, it kind of makes more sense for that. Like, oh, there's a big void here. We can tell it's maybe 8 to 10 meters or whatever. But I don't know how you get down 2,000 feet. I couldn't figure it out. I want to believe that there's this fucking thing so bad.
I do.
I so badly, I was like, I'd love rewriting human history. How many times in our lifetimes are we going to do it? Like, hell yeah, bring it on. Like, my thing, one of the things I was reading was like, it's not even, the pyramids weren't buried. What we're seeing, these columns were exposed. And the biblical flood brought in the mud flood.
Mud flood.
And buried it in sediment and stuff up to the tip.
Yeah, I got a feeling that they're going to fucking try and, for lack of better words, keep this buried. Like, see what they do. Like, Graham Hancock, you see every step that he's tried, and all of a sudden he's a white supremacist. Has anyone doing whatever they can do to fucking discredit the poor bastard? Supremacy.
He's married to an Indian girl.
Yeah, like it's crazy,
yeah.
right?
Because his beard.
Atlantis theory
his
was
racist beard
was racist. Yet he had Atlantis and advanced civilization in Africa. Like I don't understand why that would be.
It's
some white people try to claim it once, and now it's racist. I don't know. It's
yeah, it's bizarre. We just talked about those white people.
The thing for me is too, it's like, again, it's so old already. And like the timeline, like 20 years, I'm like, if these structures are what they say, like it blows that out of the water. It's like, how do you dig that deep with fucking the tools? Like, you know what I mean? Rolling logs, like you just get everyone out there by hand, little shovels, digging that deep into the ground. Like, you would have to have shoring. Like this is like shit you see us doing with skyscrapers in the city.
Pilings.
Right? Like digging pilings, yeah, right? Yeah. Like it's fucking insane.
On a massive scale.
Yeah. And then we crumble all the buildings around it. Fuck all their foundations. Station 2 is cracked in half.
Is it?
Like there's literally a giant fucking crater in the middle of the bathroom and the city keeps being like, it's okay. And you can see the building sloping.
So let's just talk about modern building. There it is. So we in Kelowna, it's built on a mud, like a sand
mud
plate,
flood.
It's a mud flood, right? It's an old glacier lake that had filled in, and the whole city is built on not bedrock. So if you want to build skyscrapers, you first have to preload the land for like 2 years of the building's weight times like 20% or something like that. So you got to crush the ground down for 2 years to push the water out. And then you have to put hundreds of pilings down. The depth depends on how high and heavy the building. And we did that. And the buildings around, they cracked in half.
Yeah, the station was built in 1905. It's like it's literally one of the oldest buildings in the city. It's
so it probably had a pretty flimsy foundation to start with. And then you just eroded it.
I'll throw some pictures on Patreon tomorrow.
D. Lopez just had bought a house in one of the Pathways building. Because he was a single dad, he was eligible to buy in like the low income building. He was in there for like 4 months. They dug the hole and that building's condemned. It's a brand new building.
That's crazy, eh?
Cracked it right in half. It sank. Oh. It sank 6 inches, one side.
So, if these are like ancient pilings, then it's like this would be seemingly like the birthplace of like architecture. Like of a scale we don't even know. Like there would be nothing that big here.
Well, I just want to think. I think Giza is on bedrock though. Like they know. That's why I always thought that. Is Giza built on bedrock?
Well, that would make sense. Then it wouldn't sink without these pilings. But then if it is on bedrock, are these things drilled into the fucking bedrock?
A thick layer of limestone bedrock.
So then if these things, okay, so let's go with that. So if these things are real and the SARS detected these pilings, these 8 columns that are that deep, are they drilled through the fucking limestone?
Well, how deep would the bedrock be?
You would hit it before 670 meters or the pyramid would be sinking.
Yeah, I guess.
The bedrock, like the pyramids are built on the bedrock and the Sphinx is carved into the bedrock.
So it's right on. So then these columns would be.
They're drilled carved, through the bedrock.
Drilled through, which would be crazy. Fucking insane. Yeah.
It's even crazy.
Because then it's like, what would be the timeline to put that together? You know what I mean? Like, because like, sure, we've talked about limestone before and it's, you know, Dan's famously said, like, these people are so bored. What else are they going to do? But to carve down 670 meters, I guess the spirals would be maybe a stairway back up. Like, let's say, like,
stairway, maybe
realistically, right?
So it's and just that's a giant fucking slide, and then you got to climb up the ladder after?
Just for fun.
Well, yeah.
It's a McDonald's play place down there, is what you're saying, really.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
It's the first Golden Arches. It's
well, you know, the river used to be closer, so they're just giant water slides, probably, is what they are.
Oh, never even thought about that.
Secret fucking underground water park down there.
Those, yeah, like fucking old West Edmonton Mall, like the dark ones where you go, devoid of light. Then you end up in the bottom tank and you float back up the center column when they fill it with water.
Yeah, they're like, our pharaohs need a water park and they need a way to enjoy themselves in the afterlife.
Pretty sure that's what King Kuzco wanted to do in Emperor's New Groove. That was his whole plan.
Oh, Disney
knew. Build a water slide.
They knew about Atlantis. They knew about the secret water parks.
So if it's not, it's not built on bedrock, or it's built on bedrock, so these things, if it's a power plant, we got to get some type of electrical engineer to, like, why? What's down there that would cause, get the electricity flowing? Because I've heard the water theory, the water hitting the stone creates like a vibration, like kind of like a quartz crystal. When you tap it, it lasts for 10,000 years. Like their watch never stops. Like that type of energy on a grand scale.
But sorry, what? hold on. What?
Like those quartz crystals in those in watch, like they when they get them started, like the initial tap creates energy that keeps them going forever. Like they never.
I didn't realize they were magic.
They're not magic. It needs a force to start it.
Yeah.
And they called it, I think it's called the piezoelectric effect. I'm pretty sure.
I had no idea. My feeble mind. I thought people were whining these things.
I remember them, something about them finding, like, in the Queen's chamber, they found some type of, like, chemicals. I'm trying to look it up right now.
All right, theorites, this episode of Alien Theorist Theorizing is brought to you by Mood.com. That's right, Mood.com. Mood is 100% federally legal THC from small U.S. farms. Discreet delivery, no medical card required, trusted by over 800,000 members and counting. Do you feel like you need better sleep, relief from aches? You want to chill out? Or maybe not. Maybe you want to get energized and focused. Just feel happy. Or maybe you just want a little better sex. A good cannabis product can do all that for you and more. Mood has gummies, flowers, edibles, beverages, vapes. You name it, and they probably got it. So if you're looking for some high-quality THC products, go to mood.com, and at checkout, enter our promo code ALIEN for 20% off your purchase. Why drive? Get it delivered. All right, now back to the show. That's mood.com, promo code ALIEN. All right, back to theorizing. All right, back to the show.
Hydronated zinc chloride and hydrochloride acid, or hydrochloric acid, they found in her, so that they think the hydrogen gas would rise them through the pyramid, fueling an energy reaction.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Rocket appliances.
Like, I wonder if they're tapped into even some sort of, like, that deep. If there's, like, is there a fucking oil pocket or a fucking methane pocket or something? You know what I mean? Like, is there something that...
Oh, why would they use fossil fuels? Let's
fucking, like, I don't know.
I don't know why... Stargates.
Well, I mean... Well, let's get into that, right?
I lied about the lifespan of the watch. It's only 10 to 20 years. I'm full of shit.
Oh, okay.
That's a big
difference. 10,000 years is a little different.
That's not magic.
Yeah. Someone lied to me once, and I got trapped in my brain forever. That's what happened there.
Yeah, that happened to me. That happened to me with Wendell Clark. My dad told me Wendell Clark was gay because I wanted to hold his, you know, the poster that came with the fuck. Yeah, what? Like it came with a GT Snow Racer.
Yeah.
I got Brett Hall. And then it came with a Wendell Clark poster, and I was like, oh, let's put it up. And my dad's like, no, the guy's gay. You can't put that up. No offense. Like, this was a long time ago.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But you thought Wendell Clark was a Canucks fan. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a Canucks fan. So then the rest of my life, when anybody brought up Wendell Clark, I'd be like, you know, he's gay.
the simple minds of young kids. Yeah.
So stuff the facts that you internalize as a kid, and then you're like, oh, that's truth forever.
Even when you
learn that it's like, it's not true, you're like,
Yeah, man, Old Fort Cheddar. That killed me. That one fucking, when I found that out, that I was just saying the English and French together,
yeah,
I was changed my whole life. Like everything made sense.
That happens.
I was
a lot.
One with the universe for a second. if these things are Stargates, maybe this is like a, because we've talked about different case files about there being like some sort of galactic federation. Like, are we is this some sort of fucking Mass Effect relay that like has been put here by the, like, you know, the Anunnaki, and then it's just sitting here dormant, waiting for us to get technologically advanced to discover all its secrets, to activate it, and it's going to fucking shoot us off into, you know, the Orion's belt. Zeta Reticuli, right?
Nah, we were just the part, like we were just like the off-road that eventually they built like the highway, and now we just fell off to the side and they just like don't give a shit. And you're just like the town that's like, you know, oh, they built that new highway going through that way, don't need to go through there anymore. Yeah, that's great.
We're the abandoned gas station on the highway, just no one goes there anymore.
It's like, it's fascinating to me, like it's seeing these and like doing all the readings has just piqued my interest so much, and being like, fucking aliens built these things. Oh, it's from the future. It wasn't us. Something built these things. Or just, especially like,
just Hancock, man. Hancock knows these, this is a pre-diluvian civilization that was so advanced. We have no idea. They were buried, gone. Their civilization is at the bottom where the foundation is, buried under 2000 feet of mud.
Mud flood.
But then the other interesting thing to me is like, when I think about this, like, okay, if this thing's backfilled and there's stuff down there, like, I also think that, like, you know, when we look at Göbekli Tepe, like, we know that was purposefully backfilled. I'm like, was this a way to preserve knowledge? Like, is this like the best kind of form of time capsule that you could do, is to bury these things deep within the earth to preserve some sort of knowledge, right?
All the two boxes are time capsules.
Yeah, and it just with like you know, fucking scrolls in there.
And this is almost like a bomb shelter.
Yeah,
and the staircase down is filled with like demons and other shit. You got to vanquish with a sword to get to the bottom.
Just fucking, what are those things, Dan? What are those things in Minecraft? The creepers.
Filled
with creepers.
Like a slash your way down to the bottom.
Full of creepers.
My kid wants to watch that movie so bad. I'm trying so hard to not take him.
There's a Minecraft movie?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't even understand why. He's never played the game.
Kids probably talk about it.
They must.
Isn't Minecraft the most successful video game of all time?
Probably.
In terms of, more than some way, probably.
Just like longevity and player base and everything. Hours played.
More than, people are still playing Mario.
Not on the level of Minecraft. People build entire worlds in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's universes.
I don't even know, like, what is Minecraft? What do you do?
You just build. You build stuff.
You build. You chop into the earth. You build stuff. You try to build
something better than the guy besides. Like, it's two players.
You can build together. Depending on your server, you can have like up to server. I don't know.
Well, what's the point of the game? Like, what do you do to, like, how
there,
do you win?
There is a build. Like objectives. Like, you can go into that's like different dimension and fight these dragon and stuff and open up portals. There is stuff that you can do if you want to do like a narrative version, but other people just like, they just build stuff. Like, you just
build houses,
you build statues, you build universes, planets, entire islands, whatever you want to do.
It's insane. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Like, is that what people did here on Earth? Is that what the pyramids are? Just some Minecraft comes down. Fucking Minecraft, like, quickly build our logo.
Wait, is the Earth just Minecraft? Oh my God.
So how old do the pyramids go back to? What's the current date?
4,500 like? Years ago.
4,500 years ago.
The accepted date of the building of it.
Of the tip.
Right. That's another theory, because we've always, let's talk about that for a second, because we've theorized before that something was there. Like, there was an existing structure. Let's say it was the chambers, and it was like what didn't look like a pyramid. The Egyptians come along. This was built by the gods. We must honor the gods. They built a pyramid around it. So inside, like, all the chamber, because the chambers and stuff are all like solid granite, way different construction, perfect walls, right angles, super smooth. And then the rest of the pyramid, although like
jiggity janks,
it's jiggity. Like, it's obviously super sophisticated and good engineering that it can meet at the top on like such a, with like great precision like that. But when you look at all the rocks and stuff, they're like different sizes, all chipped and They're not the same. It doesn't look like the same precision as the inside rooms.
So does that mean all the other like shitty pyramids they built before and that they keep finding are like, were those built on top of other things? Or the ones that are older, the step pyramids that are out there, like the really old ones? I mean, they keep finding more of them because they're like, these were either the precursors.
Isn't the timeline of the pyramids though, like, it gets really good quickly and then it just falls off and all the ones after are just garbage.
Yeah, but what, like, can we not attribute a lot of the outsides just like wear and tear, being exposed to the elements for I don't know how long?
Sure, in a way, but they're not like precise. If they would have used like granite rock, like the inside, it wouldn't weather like this. Like it's all like limestone outside. Yeah. Soft rocks that weather with rain and
I wonder.
And,
well, they took off all of like whatever the coating. You know how they say that the coating, the stuff like that all got taken off. Like
there's a little bit left on the second
repurposed
pyramid,
or whatever.
Right, yeah. A little bit at the
I
top.
I wonder if part of me.
I remember watching. I want to watch a documentary recently, and like they were going inside the pyramid, and they had like a couple of guys going around and pointing out actually points within the pyramid that they're like, this here cracked. Like this cracked while they were building it, and somebody probably was like, oh shit. And like they had to either rebuild it or they had to like, you know, they figured out that like there's too much pressure coming down from all the rocks like on top. And they figured they had to like build out or hollow out some of it in order to make like extra layers or something like that. It was really interesting. Like the construction within the pyramids is always pretty fun, but they can always like people pointing out like being like, yeah, you look right here, like this cracked, like this was here before. And you can see that from here. This is pretty interesting.
Just your point, Dan, where you said like, you know, could these other step pyramids be, you know, be built over stuff? It got me thinking of like, you know, when you go and just kind of give me an idea of when we were looking at like temples, ancient temples in Thailand and stuff, and they're all fucking destroyed because what would happen is like different religious groups would roll in, just destroy the temple, put up their own statues, they take over the temple, and then like a new crew would come in, raise the temple, put up their statues, and then it's like on and on and on forever. I wonder if this is, you know, maybe that's one of the things that to preserve like an ancient knowledge is like they're like, yeah, just we're gonna bury it so it, no one can destroy it.
Like, I mean, the idea between like King Tut's tomb and stuff, some of the other tombs where they built them, and they realized like, you know, Egypt has a very long history, which I assume they learned from being like, hey, if we build these really elaborate temples, when we get invaded, they just get fucking sacked, and it's really easy for tomb raiders to find our shit and fucking raid all these tombs. So then they're kind of like, they started building like less conspicuous tombs for some of their kings. That's why King Tut's tomb was so well preserved, was that it was like people couldn't find it. Like it wasn't built with the grandiose of the other tomb, like a Ramses's tomb or something like that, like one of the more major
spotlights
kings.
On the luxury. Yeah.
Like the giant statues and everything. It's not a Valley of the Kings kind of thing where it's like, hey, stuff is here. This is where we would buried our king with all his treasure and all of his this shit. And you're like, well, it's like somebody's gonna get in there.
I would like to see a scientist determine, because like, listen, I would just like to see how long they would estimate it would take out to carve out these kind of pilings if they go through the limestone, like the right forever through the bedrock, right? Like, yeah, like what's the timetable on that with the tools that they had at the time? I actually haven't read anything that says the width of each column.
Yeah, I didn't see the, like the width of the column.
It's like, as far as I like can see, it's like that. The columns that you're talking about are just like, they're just different. That area just has a different density than the stuff around it. So it's not like necessarily that it is it's a 100% structure. It's just that, well, it could be.
Dan, I've seen the artist rendering. Okay. So.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, even in the press conference, they kind of said like their best guess is that it's columns. Right. But like, they don't know. They're still looking, like this is all new information. So my guess is that they're releasing this to try to get funding to do more of whatever they can without having to go through Egypt to do it, because they're going to be met with nothing but roadblocks.
Like, you'd have to do like legit, like ground penetrating radar in depth, like tons and tons of different tests all around this area. Cause shooting from space, I don't know how you get down 2000 feet. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, technology's getting better
like
and better.
Yeah, but not 2,000 feet. Like, it's not all the stuff I read about it. It's like it's radar. It's not ground penetrating radar. It's just like radar from space.
Well, didn't they use that thing in Jurassic Park with the shotgun shell? Remember that?
Yeah,
that's a low. That's a very like low depth ground penetrating radar.
Yeah, so yeah, let's get a fucking like one with a bazooka.
Let's get a big one. Let's shoot a fucking nuke down there and put one deep.
Well, the funny thing is, like, when like all of this stuff came out, like they just published an article about like some actual Japanese scientist that did some ground penetrating radar like out near the pyramids, and they found a couple of like other structures and like mastabas and stuff like that, like burials for maybe some nobles or people who in that area. But it was like that just popped up while I was looking for this. Like they've been started excavations in like 20, or they started their studies in 2022, 2023. And now they're going to start excavation soon. At a bunch of other stuff that they found around there that like the area was completely empty. Like it showed a photo. It was like, you wouldn't even think anything was there. And then they did some ground penetrating radar and some electric, what was it? Tomography, electric something, something tomography,
something, something. Yeah.
Yeah, and they showed like they found structures down there, like it's something, something down there, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna start excavating pretty soon. So I was like, cool. Well, yeah, it's like, oh, that's kind of falling by the wayside with these giant structures. Like, oh, it's not as cool as Stargate. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, it's cool. I mean, I wish there was more information. It's just a little clickbaity, perhaps, but. I'm hoping.
Yeah,
I'm
right
hopeful.
Now.
I get some drip.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah, in the coming weeks.
Oh, it's just crazy to think, like, if it is real, it's like, obviously that was not created to house. No,
There's no way.
There's no fucking way.
We have no idea.
Any type of mega, like our current mega projects like that are all to do with energy generation. Any type of giant. Yeah,
unless you
like
live
that.
In Canada, then we won't do that.
Oh,
we can't produce any of our own energy.
Well, we've already produced enough. We're not going to do any more. We don't want to harm the environment. Okay.
This is true. Yeah.
The one thing I'll add though is like but the satellites not being able to penetrate 2,000 feet. We're talking satellites. I just dug 24 inches and I'm just one man. Right. So extrapolate that.
You had a shovel. Space. Does the satellite have a shovel?
Right? Yeah, but it's got lasers.
Space, no, it's radar, not lasers.
Think about it.
lasers.
The other fucking crazy shit that's been going off is that crazy bastard did it. Released all 80,000 documents of the JFK assassination.
Not all.
Dan read them all.
Instantly. Just downloaded them.
Yeah. So on March 18, 2025, the National Archives released a substantial collection of previously classified documents related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination, totaling over 77,000 pages.
That's a lot.
Which Dan read in about 14 minutes.
That's one Warhammer book that Dan reads weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 They pulled some pretty crazy shit from that, though.
Yeah. Like Ted Cruz's dad just killed. I saw the photos.
Ted Cruz is also the Zodiac killer. He's got it in his family. It makes sense. That fucking tracks.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah. I saw like a document too there where JFK was like called Joe Biden a traitor or something. I was like, is this real? I was like, I don't even know it to decipher if what pages I'm seeing are real or AI generated.
Depends where
anymore.
You get them from.
Yeah.
There was some crazy shit though. Like the CIA was watching Oswald before the assassination. So he was on like a CIA watch list for a while. They were tracking him through Mexico and then obviously to the USSR.
Well, and what was the shit with Jack Ruby? Didn't they have documented a meeting between Jack Ruby and Oswald?
So
like a week prior?
So basically, no, it was weeks prior, but there was a CIA memo that stated that Jack Ruby and Oswald met at a nightclub weeks before the fucking assassination, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's quite
like there's nothing else that would link those two people together, you know, before the assassination. Like that's purposeful.
Yeah, Jack Ruby is the nightclub owner who murdered Oswald.
So they met
gang with mafia ties.
Yes, but
also member of fucking MK Ultra.
Yes,
that's the thing, right?
Because he was, what was the doctor's name?
Jolly West. He was a patient, of Jolly West when he was in prison. Yeah. After he got arrested.
Now because it's been a while since I dove into the JFK, but I remember the crazy stuff, like the magic bullets just perfectly on the gurney and like all this, like any of that in there? Like,
any- so there was nothing in there to, you know, go with the more than one shooter theory, like nothing added to that whatsoever. There was nothing really that went on like the mafia ties, but there was a lot to do it. Like, so this is really interesting. There was a guy named Gary Hill, who was a man that was connected with the CIA, fled Washington after the assassination, saying that this a small CIA clique was responsible for the murder. And 6 months later, old Gary Hill just decided to commit suicide, obviously. Ooh. Suicided himself.
By auto asphyxiation? With his hands tied behind his back?
Maybe, probably. Autoerotic?
Yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Hours before Oswald was assassinated, there was a CIA informant that told them that there was going to be a threat on his life, and there was no extra precautions taken prior to him being murdered. And then, well, like, go ahead.
The thing to me is, it's like, you like to do the perp walk with him still to this day just doesn't sit right. Like, that's the fucking weirdest thing, to do the perp walk with the guy who killed the president.
I don't think so. That's like your big proud fucking moment where you're like, we got him, guys. We got the guy that gave America their most, you know, horrible day to date by, you know, assassinating their fucking, you know, the leader of their country, somebody who was well, you know, well respected and really liked. You're going to want to fucking do that.
I guess so. I guess I kind of forget that it's the fucking 60s.
Well, just
different time.
Yeah, different time.
Yeah, like they're showing that they did their job, that they, you know, saved America.
So nothing really changed. It's one shooter, Oswald. That's it.
Yeah. There was other stuff like
the bullet. Yeah. Wasn't the fucking driver?
No, nothing like that.
Wasn't the driver just turned around and shot him?
Nothing super new, except for the social security numbers of a bunch of congressional staffers and people they interviewed who are still alive.
Hack them.
Sucks to suck.
KGB director said that Oswald was never an agent of the KGB, and they were worried that the CIA was going to use that as a ploy to start World War III. Which
I can see that.
Yeah. CIA has 33 secret bases around the world.
That, okay, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. No, not I'm at surprised all. It's that low of a number. I bet it's more than that.
Probably. this is interesting. I thought the Italian press blamed the CIA initially.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, me and Dan talked about Gladio, where
some of the press CIA, might be owned by the Soviets, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. Well, the Italian media may have already been fucking soured to the CIA and their fucking,
yeah,
especially after like Operation Gladio and what they were doing, what they got caught doing in Italy. So they were probably, I don't imagine they were too pleased with the CIA. Probably doesn't like it, that adds up to me that they would just be right away. It's like, it's 100% CIA. Everything is CIA.
They did it here. Like,
They did it to us. Why wouldn't they do it to themselves?
There was like what you were saying, Braden, earlier. There's a lot, like it was hard to get the credible sources from Twitter. Cause you know, a lot of it. And I tried combing through it as best I could, but it's a lot, 77,000 pages, but all the stuff on Twitter is like, there's so much shit about a secret pipeline between the CIA and Israeli intelligence and like making it a big, like, I'm not going to say it was the Jews, but it was the Jews.
Yeah. The Mossad.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Mossad agents.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. My For You page is a lot of death and anti-Semitism. I'm not sure why.
What was up with, okay, you know what a weird one that kind of went to the wayside? I don't even know what we had talked about. It was like trending for a while. It was like that synagogue that had all those beds and they had like the like cops were coming in and like all the like fucking rabbis were like rioting, like fighting the cops off. And like there was like people were like climbing out of like secret sewer.
Oh, yeah, it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Rabbis that they found in the sewers.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
I don't know. We never found out what
they were. We never found out. I was just like,
they're all on fucking meth, just having a time. Cops came.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
dance clubs.
It's weird, though.
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, all that, the Mossad stuff, I'm like, dude, everything's Mossad.
Yeah, I know.
It's so hard to, right now.
It's so, like, Twitter is so wild. You can't pull any of your information from there. I'm like,
no. No.
But they got community notes, so you know what's real.
Dude, it's almost like right now, like the flat earth, everything leads to God. Conspiracy world right now, everything leads to Israel. That's a, literally the flavor of the week.
That's the right wing fucking like conspiracy shit right
that's
now.
That's always been a thing.
Like, all Twitter is right wingers calling left wingers communists and right wingers calling or left wingers calling right wingers Nazis. It's just like back and forth.
You know. What about the current trend of people just spray painting swastikas on Teslas?
Buddy, that's better than blowing them up.
Well, they're also doing that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just vandalizing people's property because they don't like a guy who holds shares in a company.
That's not even that bad, dude. I watched a guy stink finger somebody's fucking door handle.
Oh, dude, I saw him. He was...
Okay, like buried, like knuckles deep in his fucking ass.
And then he just wipes it all over
there. Swipes it on the fucking door handle.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather you blow my vehicle up. That fucking car's ruined. It's written off.
I think they've arrested like 1,000 people so far for vandalizing Teslas.
Because I wonder what the
Teslas have a continuous surveillance system at all times. You can turn it on if you turn it on. Dude,
imagine we had that kind of shit when we were kids. Because there was like a running joke in our friend group, especially in the winter. You would come out to your car and you would see like a perfect like pee streak down your handle, so you knew when your buddy's pissed on your car, and you'd be like, "Fuck!" You'd go around to the other side, and there was one there. So you're like, "Fuck!" The only way I have to touch this frozen piss handle to get in my car, and we fucking would do that shit to each other all the fucking time. Now you just have your fucking little turtle dick on the fucking sentry cam.
Oh, you froze it. Just a perfect time. Oh my God. That's a
clip it. Peeing on our cars. Clip it. That's a weird thing.
I don't know. That's a face right there.
It's a face. It's a face for radio.
Someone zoom in. Make sure you zoom in really close. Take a screenshot and then DM it to Brayden and said, that's you. That's your face.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Great.
I'm going to have to restart because I know it's not recording when it froze like this last time. So I'll be right back. But you guys keep going on. My recording will stop when it froze. It happened to me last time. I don't know.
Like your audio stopped?
My audio stopped right when I froze.
Interesting. All right.
You should have just left then. Now we got all this audio we don't know what to do with.
Now I got all this bullshit.
Fuck's sake, guys! Fucking inconvenience. What a bastard.
While he's reloading, there's one more thing we're gonna have a quick look at. Did I have it? I think I have it right here. What? Got a UFO in Florida. Videos.
What? UFO perfect. We get to talk about it without the UFO expert.
Of course,
so that's perfect. That makes me happy.
UFO in Florida. What tab is that? I got so many fucking tabs open right now. Here it is. Daytona. Daytona Beach.
God damn it. That's exactly what I thought when right? Every time I hear Daytona, Daytona USA.
It's a great game. Great arcade game. All right. So here we go. Looks like the fucking sun.
Like the commentary from the people.
Yeah, it looks like two suns. Like, that's crazy.
The audio is not going to go on the stream.
But it's like the commentary is great because it's people. It's multiple. It was reported as like multiple witnesses.
I can listen to the, I'll listen on my end.
We can hear it.
Hear some weird music.
Yeah, we can hear it, man.
It's just music, actually. There's no commentary.
Oh. There was like people
I better turn that off because if that gets captured on YouTube, it'll get flagged.
Don't do it.
Yeah, it was reported as like, I remember I saw this video pop up like Friday. It's like a Friday. And they zoom in on that one. It was reported like for a couple of witnesses, like a couple of people, a commentary people, they're freaking out on the video. Like they're just like, what is it? I saw it came up out of the water.
They saw it come out of the water?
Well, that's what they said. And
Jesus.
But it was the stuff that you just saw.
That wasn't actually much there, to be honest.
I just saw the sun and then a glowing thing by the sun.
So There's a bunch of theories, flying around. That's like they were saying that they had more footage of that thing, but them and their 5 to 6 other friends that they said they got a bunch of footage. It somehow mysteriously got deleted on their phones,
hacked.
It was hacked by the what they said they saw black helicopters.
They said that.
Yeah, somewhere in there. There's a that they saw black helicopters when they posted this. They said, "Oh, we saw helicopters." in that area. Around this object, maybe having to date this object.
Wouldn't you think they'd have like a better, like, especially now, they would disguise it better? Like, everybody knows. Yeah, is there anything more ominous than seeing a black helicopter? You're like, right away, you're like, that's fucking weird. That's not normal. But in, you know, you put a little fucking decal on, makes it look like a news helicopter. You're like, oh, yeah, no big deal.
It's also night. I know you wouldn't be able, like, what color would the helicopters be like anyways? You wouldn't even be able to tell.
I mean, I think if they were like, you know, oh, this is our eye in the sky in our AM 970 Apache attack traffic helicopter. You'd be like, okay, well, I can fucking kind of see the difference.
They're serious about
here.
Their traffic coverage. yeah, it's like the video. Some people were saying, like, you know, the easiest way to kind of go through this video is, at least, is like you take one of those I know one of them is Stellarium. I had another one. I can't remember, like Night Sky or whatever, where it gives you like a 360, you know, you can pull it up on your phone and then yep. like it shows you like exactly what's, you know, what's what you're looking at.
I think I had one called Star Watch. I think I had one.
Yeah. Star Watch, Stellarium, Night Sky. I think I had one on my phone. I can't remember what it was called. And it was like, you know, if they gave the time, which they said it was around 10:45, 11 p.m. is when they shot this at Daytona Beach, Florida. And people were like, well, that's the moon.
Yeah, but it's the moon to creepy music.
It is the moon with, I think they overlaid that music because I thought I had a video where it was like the original commentary that people were just flipping out. Like it was pretty good.
Well, people steal videos all the time, put their own music over it, and then they claim the content for themselves.
I listened to it. I was like, oh, that's
we fucking should start doing that voice. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, Braden kind of does that. He just fucking puts his face on it. Yeah. And for some reason, he doesn't wear a shirt.
We technically, I'm taking my morning dump. We somehow, this is a funny thing, is we were like the first people to ever.
Are you completely naked then when you're taking your morning dump?
Like, well, my pants are on my ankles.
So no tarp and pants?
What if your hand slips? It's live. It
well, then
down,
I'm not like, going to post it.
No, it's live. Oh, you don't do it live? I thought you did them live.
No, I don't do it live. You wild. I know. I live in that dangerously. You got that mind.
You should do, one of those videos people. Like the Insta-hoes do when they have like the bathing suit on and they jump around and then they just got a freeze frame to try and get a quick titty shot. You should do that.
Oh, yeah.
You could like eat hot dogs like all those other guys do.
Yeah, hot dogs. All right. Yeah. Costco hot dogs. I'll go slug back a couple. We were the first people on YouTube to post a 2013 Puerto Rico, the Aguadilla UFO video. And we were the first people ever to post it on YouTube. So every week someone steals that video or posts it from somewhere else and it comes back and we get the notification that like, this is your video. Do you want to strike? You want to strike it?
Do we claim it?
You should do it every time.
There's hundreds. Yeah. There's hundreds.
Go after them.
The only time I ever did that on YouTube was, remember that one guy who was just like, he was just taking our videos, not even like our alien videos or posts, whatever, just like legit ATT videos with us. And it was just posting it, deleting the title and posting like his like weird UFO channel. And I messaged
him.
It's
bizarre to me because it's like, there'd be way better stuff for you to take.
Yeah. I was like,
you get like four views on our YouTube videos.
Dude, you do it yourself. So I messaged him. I was like, yo, at least like just say the real name of like where this stuff is. And he would like put a little black box over our logo and stuff. And so he just hit me with like, he emailed us one time. He was like, Creative Commons. I can do whatever I want. So I was like, all right. So then I just hit him with the removal request from YouTube and they like gave him a strike and he like was like, I'm gonna sue you guys, you can't do this. And I was like, I told you, he was like, you can use it, just say it in the comments.
That's
the
exactly
guys that did the work a little fucking,
it's exactly,
you know,
what Creative Commons means you can use this video if you give credit to the creator. That's all it means. Yeah. That's exactly what the Creative Commons
means. Was so mad. And then he did it again. And he's like, if you request to remove this one, you will be litigated. And I was like, okay. And then it popped up. And then I just instantly removed request. And his channel got banned. And then he sent us I wish I could find it in the email. Sent us a really mean email.
Really?
Yeah, calling us like fucking assholes.
Did so much work stealing your video and changing the titles. This is how you repay me.
Yeah,
I'll find you and I'll kill you. You know, think about all this stuff is my studio is attached to the podcast. So if someone wants to like get some retribution on something we've said or done, it's going to come to me first.
Oh yeah. Well, that's
thanks
that's
for being that guy for
yeah. I'm the fall guy.
You're the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have the most swords.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true. Sword right here.
You have the only weapons that fucking show has donated.
Yeah. That's this is a good point.
I feel like we've made you well prepared for this situation.
Zell's a canary in the coal mine. Because if he doesn't show up one day, then we know like Andrew is systematically next. Dan's probably going to be the last one.
No, but if something happens to Zell, I put out the ATT symbol.
Look at that sword. Yeah. I forgot the guy who gave this to us. So if you're watching, make sure to reach out again. Give me your name again because I forgot.
Yeah, you're a fucking beauty.
Fucking legend. Dude, look at that Damascus steel.
That's crazy.
Can I tell you that is 100% how one of us croak is swinging that thing in studio with someone else.
I almost died on Saturday.
I almost cut my ear off. Actually, I thought I had an itchy ear, but I was holding the sword and I fucking smacked the headphones. And
oh yeah,
almost
it's sharp. It's sharp.
It is sharp. I've cut some fruit with it. A little fruit ninja.
That's what I was meant for.
You gotta stay sharp. You gotta stay ready.
It's also the lightning bolt casting sword for Zlarius now.
Yeah, which is cool.
It looks like it has lightning bolts embedded in it. That's why. It's perfect.
Yeah. Now, listen, I know we're fucking space conspiracies. Should we get a little fucking government conspiracy in Canada here? What's going on right now?
Oh, man, this is so fucking crazy.
Which one?
This is fucking blatant.
Which one?
This is so bad.
What's the, our prime minister right now called an election. So we have an election coming up.
Intern fucking Corny.
Unelected prime minister.
Mark Corny.
Canada can, you know, go to the polls and choose their next, but our current, prime minister, doesn't have a seat in parliament, as of right now.
Parliament is now dissolved, but yes, he didn't have a seat.
Yes. So he is taking the riding of his hometown and they've just ousted. What's the guy's name?
Chandra Ari.
Ari. And he's like
Chandra Ari. Yeah. I think
a long time local, always wins it. And they've just 10 years. They've just
been
ousted
there for a decade.
They've just ousted him from his seat and from the Liberal Party. Right.
Yeah, everyone's like the Green Lights Committee just decided to audit him and
they're like,
realized
red
he didn't
lights.
Qualify anymore.
Red light. And so they basically kicked him out, took all his campaign money that he raised and are just giving it to Carney so he can run in the riding. And everyone's like, oh, this is crazy. How could they just do this to this guy? You find out that like a couple months ago, that guy's son, his name is like Sedan Ari, I can't remember, was just promoted to the CEO and director of Infrastructure India with Mark Carney's company, Brookfield Management.
Interesting.
It's fucking crazy.
This guy's no conflict of interest at all in this.
No.
None. And he's been asked multiple times and he tells you he has none.
He has no conflict.
He's not conflicted about it at all. It's absolutely insane.
It's fucking crazy.
Honestly, the more I look into it, the more it feels like Canada's going through a coup. Legit coup. Like a Chinese-backed coup.
Yeah, and we just saw our previous prime minister outed, and then we have like this new like really
it wasn't outed.
Tight-knit.
He quit and then prorogued parliament for 4 months as we just sat here and died in a trade war.
It was actually such a genius plan, though. To like Trudeau basically decides to fucking bail after the Conservatives have dedicated their entire platform towards discrediting him and going after him.
It worked,
and then like at the last minute. He pulls out, they get a brand new guy in that they have nothing, like they're working on it, but they didn't have a lot at the time. And not only that, like the guy's running too. So it's like, it's a pretty smart move by the Liberals.
It's a great political genius, I would say. I'm not a political analyst, but I would say great move. Did well for him.
Yeah.
So dude, it's wild times up in Canada right now politically, but we'll find out.
We got
an election. So how our elections work, because someone asked us this on Patreon. You vote for a party, the party votes for its leader, and then that leader becomes the prime minister. So on April 28th, we go to the polls, that's the coolest thing about Canada.
The leader of the party is picked before the election of each party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you vote for the party. And then
sometimes they,
You were no, you vote, in without being you vote a for your member of parliament. Member of parliament.
Sometimes they can get in when they're not even a, you know, I'm a resident of Canada in the last decades.
He hasn't lived, the guy hasn't lived in Canada in 10 years.
You know, the weirdest thing is
he does, he holds three passports.
They have this ad. So Dan, you might not know this, but when we don't really get political ads ever in Canada until an election called, and then it's like, dude, the most insane amount of
just throat,
political
throat
propaganda
slicing ads
at every turn. There's fucking political propaganda, because like that's the law here. It's like as soon as an election's called, it's like have at her,
no holds
manipulate,
barred. Go.
There's a fucking commercial with our current Prime Minister Mark Carney and fucking Mike Myers. Have you guys seen this one?
No, I haven't.
I mean, it's pretty appropriate considering, like, I'm pretty sure both those guys' major jobs were flops.
Yeah.
Like, Love Guru didn't do that great. And then that guy didn't do a good job with fucking Bank of England.
Dude, they're talking about, they're like doing all these references, like Howie Meeker and stuff. And I'm like, I don't understand any of these references. How old is this shit? And then I was like, and it dawned on me, I was like, these aren't meant for me. They're meant for seniors. That's who this ad is for. Like, they're targeted the seniors. I was like, it was such a weird fucking ad.
That's the liberal voter base now. You watch the fucking, his rallies, and it's all blue hairs. It's all geezers, man.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's great. Did you see like Carney's like first fucking rally, and he had all those newfie fucking fishermen protesting outside of the building? They locked them out.
They went trying to ask questions, get to him, locked him fuck out.
It's crazy. This fucking guy. Like,
the crazy thing is, because we have it's a liberal party. So like the term liberal, which we would all fall under, you know, like the liberal values, we would all be liberal
people.
We're
all liberal.
But the liberal 100%. Party should be rebranded like ultra progressive something. Like it's crazy. It's not the liberal party anymore. It's like, it's gone so like we all stayed left, like in this one position right here, and then the political spectrum has accelerated so far off where I would normally would be. I'm like, what happened?
Well, it's
what happened to Canada?
It's the WEF fucking influences, I think.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna do a quick grind right now.
Yeah,
I got a quick grind.
Away.
Hold on, shout out to Grinds.
It's nice to hear a grind.
Shout out to Grinds.
Grinds on Patreon. There's about 11 episodes.
It's a pretty good show.
We just
people tend to like it.
So, I've been sharing in my Canadian duty to share what I feel is important information for my Canadian fellows. I've been sharing these guys.
Hold on, let me translate that. I'm sharing my opinion.
I'm sharing an opinion which I think is well represented because I don't want to do it myself. So this podcast, The Blender Report, which are guys our age, are like mid-30s.
Awesome.
Used to be just like us, super, they're liberal guys. They feel politically homeless. They've done this show investigating what's happened to Canada over the last 9 years. So I shared one of these videos strictly just about financial stuff. No WEF, no conspiracy, just financial ruin Canada's gone through in 9 years. And this motherfucker, who I just kind of know, he's like, GDP's pretty good compared to Harper. And I went, just GDP? I was like, listen, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I'm going to make one response. I'm never going
to
say
he's like, I'm
word.
Coming to your house.
Yeah.
So I just gave a little response. And he went back with, oh no, I gave a response. He came back with.
Send location.
GDP, you know, and he gave one of those emojis that go like this emoji, like GDP, better under Trudeau. And I go, I hate that. That emoji gets me.
Is it the fucking Michael Jordan guy, the little security guard?
No, it's the like this? The little girl. It's the girl. It's the girl going. Like,
oh.
GDP.
Oh, he threw the girl version and too? Then, so he's just hitting you with the like, oh.
And then I stayed to my words, like, I'm not going to respond. And I didn't. But I just wanted to just go on a tirade of charts.
Should have went crazy.
I wanted to go on a tirade of charts. And just being like, you. Like, does
dude,
no
that
one
was
does,
a Russian
does
bot,
no one,
100%.
No one know anything anymore?
No.
Is it just like,
no.
I
no
like.
One paid attention for the last 10 liberal, fucking years?
Like, are we in a stage of Stockholm syndrome? Where like no, the government can do no wrong. They're like your captors and like you just love them no matter what. Is that where we are? I think that's where we are.
Yes. Right? Imagine Dan here and his fucking leader fucking us over.
And then I had
hey Dan, how do you feel about this? We're all united. Huh? You don't even know that.
What's up, buddy?
Huh, Dan? How do you feel about that? Elbows up. How do you feel, huh?
Well, elbows up your asses. That's the worst fucking shit I've ever seen.
You know what? And then I also had a political strife with the in-laws, just a minor one. Where I was just talking about a conservative point of view, I guess you would call it now, even though it's still quite left, I would say. Just like, we probably shouldn't just spend $600 billion on nothing. That's what I kind of, and they're like, what, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so Steph's mom, I was like, she used to work at the bank. And I said, if you were the bank CEO, let's say, and you were there for 9 years, and in those 9 years, you lost the bank $650 billion. Do you think you should be granted another 5-year term as CEO? And she went, no. I went, exactly.
Yeah. Ooh. And then you hit her. Did you hit her with this? Went, a little shrug after.
Right. And you're just like, well, you know, all the other countries are also experiencing this. And like, yeah, but Canada's the worst of them all. So like, in as far as like political stuff, like of all the shit that happens, someone in the end, as a democracy, the government has to pay the cost of like losing the job. That's the whole point. If you did a bad job, you should lose the job. Not necessarily that.
Yeah, but like things are so much different now with Carney, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, 95% of it's all the same people. It's exactly the same.
I've noticed my eggs are the same price.
I've noticed that all electronics and anything I want to buy is 25% more expensive now because we tariffed ourselves. I went to go buy another camera for the studio, and I know they were $9.99. The last one I bought was 6 months ago. I was like, I'm going to get one more, so I have four. So if I ever do a podcast and there's four people, everyone's got an angle. They're now $12.50 plus tax overnight.
Fuck.
We did that to ourselves. That's our retaliatory
tax. Taxing
tariff,
ourselves.
Taxing
to
ourselves
death.
To get back at the United States.
Yeah. How do you like that, Dan? How do you like them apples?
Carney said that the average Canadian consumer doesn't use steel. So we can tariff at them. That's not a big deal.
We don't use steel in any of our homes.
That's literally what he said in interviews. Like, he's like, how many people do you know that go and just buy steel?
Didn't he also say that the opioid pandemic is only a United States problem?
It's a little inconvenience. That's what I think he said. He said it's a slight inconvenience.
Anyways, not out of touch.
For a rich guy.
Out of touch, I would say.
It's a slight inconvenience when my Uber has to stop at a red light in East Hastings.
Did you guys see the fucking, that lab that they fucking uncovered in Falkland?
What? Dude, that's insane. Breaking Bad level shit.
Like Mad Lab?
Or like we're talking like an actual lab, like science lab, not some greasy fucking thing with water containers that are. Right? Like, did you read about that, Brad?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's the first time that they've been able to find a lab. Usually they have the trace elements that they use to make the drug, right? But they were like actually producing those elements in this drug.
I loved one of the articles I read was like, this is a Breaking Bad level super lab. And I'll just repeat it again for Zella, Breaking Bad level super lab. And then later in the article, and it goes, you may be thinking that this is Walter in a Winnebago. This is Gus Fring level operation, like insanity.
It's the most elaborate fucking lab they've ever busted, from what I understand. Yeah.
And it's this. Dude, that's such a tiny town. The craziest thing about Falkland is like 200, 300 people. Is it even that many? It's a literally
a
drive-through.
More than that, maybe, but that's
it's a drive-through town.
So yeah, it's a one gas station.
It's so small. It's so small. It's a one gas station, and they have the fucking rodeo on the side of the highway, like literally. And it's like the Falkland rodeo. It's their biggest.
It's the only reason the town exists is for the yearly rodeo.
Well, no, apparently meth.
And meth.
How do you spell Falkland?
F-A-U-L-K, land, Falkland.
B-C?
Yeah.
Population. Maybe 1,000. What's the guess? Over, under? 900. 900 people. Everyone knows everyone. I guarantee there's people in the know in Falkland.
Yeah. Your high school class has 8 kids in it, all right?
Yeah. You know everybody's business with that many people.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. But it just makes you wonder who's got that elaborate of a setup.
China.
That's 100%. Well,
where's the safe supply drugs coming from?
China.
safe supply?
China? I don't know.
Yeah.
Israel?
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, boys, let's wrap this one up. I've had a fucking long night after a long day.
It was fun.
Sounds good, buddy.
Keep an eye on the pyramids. We'll get some real radar down there, see what's really going on, but time will tell. All right.
Peace.
Keep those eyes on the skies.